morning and welcome everybody to our first in-person TRG meeting. Thank you very much for taking the time to come here to London to help us implementation of insurance contracts. Especially for those who are still in the closing process, I think I remember from my time when I had to prepare financial statements, it is a busy time, and especially for those, thank you very much taking the time to coming here to London. Also wanted to say, I have seen since we have closed the discussion on insurance contracts, not such a full boardroom as today. Insurance is still, I think, an attractive topic. Thank you for coming and visiting us. As you can see from the agenda papers, we have received quite a number of submissions, and we are happy that the responsive to our offers to discussing it is so positive. Actually, we have received 27 submissions, and for four submissions, we requested further information, so that will not be discussed today. One submission was received late and also will not be discussed today. We are still having 22 remaining issues submissions for this meeting, which we plan to develop on some for the discussion from the meeting in May. For example, that was the issue regarding coverage units and investment components, which we don't discuss today, but we're starting discussion on coverage units today, and then taking from that, discussing that further as more complicated areas than in May. The submissions we received both from preparers and auditors, and also thank you very much for submitting that. How do we do the discussion today? We have seven papers on the agenda, and some we have scheduled time 60 minutes and others 30 minutes to discuss. Each paper will be introduced by staff. After the paper is introduced, we would like to start the discussion with the TRG members on the accounting analysis in the paper based on the fact pattern provided, and after that, any implication of applying this in practice. The staff papers consider the implementation question raised and applying the requirements in IFRS 17 to the fact pattern described in the submission received. Although the analysis in the paper may be relevant to other fact patterns, all relevant facts and circumstances of a particular fact pattern would need to be evaluated when applying IFRS 17 in practice. We should stay to the fact patterns provided and not discussing any other things. The purpose of the staff paper is to provide a basis for the TRG members to discuss the implementation questions and share their views and understanding as industry experts. That is, I think, what I want really to say. It is not kind of a Q&A session between TRG members and staff. It is more of the staff papers are kind of intro for the discussion, and then it should be a discussion between TRG members. I think that is very important that we take that into account. I would also like to point out that the focus of the TRG discussion is how to apply what the standard says and not what we would like it to say. At the end of each discussion, the staff will recap what they think they heard, and this will feed into the meeting summary that will be published after the meeting. Please listen to this and do say if you think there is something that has not been captured. At the end of the day, we will have also an admin session to reflect upon the TRG process and then share your comments on that. One important thing, if you would like to have the word, please signal it by put up your name card. Also one very important thing, the mics are always open, so please don't push the button because then you cannot be heard. Don't touch it, and mics are always open. Having that said, I will give the word to Hagit.